From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We're going on a journey today, from the sublime to the spaced out, with a little old-timey music in between. I would never have imagined playing a tribute to Doris Day on All Songs Considered, but there's a new CD coming out by Nellie Mackay that captures the sentimentality of Doris Day without feeling sappy. Nellie Mackay's forthcoming CD, As Normal as Blueberry Pie, a tribute to Doris Day, is filled with spare, elegant arrangements. Nellie Mackay's beautifully tuneful singing always serves the songs chosen from over 600 recordings that Doris Day made in big band settings during the 40s and later in her film career. This one's from 1950, Nellie Mackay singing The Very Thought of You.
The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a queen. And foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. See your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. Just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Music made popular by Doris Day, sung here by Nellie Mackay from a CD that comes out October 13th called Normal as Blueberry Pie, a tribute to Doris Day. In the 1950s, you could hear music of Doris Day on the radio, and at the same time hear music that was part of the new folk revival. The Kingston Trio's Tom Dooley would be a good example of that. In the world of folk music, there were many groups that didn't get much airplay, groups that found their source of inspiration in old-timey music, often heard on old 78 recordings. The new Lost City Ramblers took that old mountain music and infused it with their own ideas. Just a few weeks ago, the new Lost City Ramblers, one of the longest-running performing bands, lost one of their founding members when Mike Seeger died. This month, Smithsonian Folkways Recordings is celebrating 50 years of the new Lost City Ramblers with Where Do You Come From? Where Do You Go? A three-disc box set of core performances and field recordings. You can hear the entire first disc at npr.org/firstlisten through August 25th. It includes this classic, Fly Around, My Pretty Little Miss.
The higher up the cherry tree, the riper grows, the cherries more.
The New Lost City Ramblers from a three-disc set called Where Do You Come From, Where Do You Go on Smithsonian Folkways. You can also hear a story about the New Lost City Ramblers and Mike Seeger at npr.org. A new record featuring a self-taught banjo player and recorded in bedrooms and living rooms in Toronto has been my summer favorite. The CD by The Weather Station is the project of Tamara Lindemann. Simon Borer, now a member of the Weather Station, says alone in her room, she marshaled banjo, guitar, scissors, pots and pans, and whatever she could find to give voice to the lunar landscape of loss. Listen to this gorgeous piece of music from the CD, The Line. The song is called East.
Nothing to eat and nothing to think. I've been around now, yes, I think I've been through. I know the me and I know the you. How can it be but rough and sweet to cut your hair? I'm nothing can stop me. I'll go west, 'cause my true love is east. My true love is
the music of the Weather Station from a CD that came out this spring called The Line. The two founding members of the British band The Big Pink found common ground in their love for noise. They started a label called Hey Channel that put out records that were simply white noise. But as a band, their intention was to put out full-on aggressive noise records. Listening to the full-length record by The Big Pink, you'll hear a much more melodic pop band with a wash of guitar noise. On the whole, the CD, A Brief History of Love, is fairly beautiful. Listen to this track.
This time I'll leave you as the one that you love. The taste of your lips, the true meaning of love. Your beautiful smile. Your love.
music from The Big Pink and an album called A Brief History of Love. The album's out on the 22nd of September. A duo from St. Petersburg, Florida, got a bit of recognition when they recorded a few songs for an Animal Collective covers record. The band is called Blind Man's Color, and their love of Animal Collective is obvious even in their original tunes. But thankfully, their songs feel like their own. And influences aside, Seasons Dreaming is a sonically brilliant record. This song is called Jimmy Dove.
I found the perfect man.
Thank you.
the music of Blind Man's Color, and they spell color the British way, though they're from Florida's West Coast. The CD just came out, and it's called Seasons Dreaming. It's hard to pick one great saxophone player, but if I had to name my favorite, it would be Julius Hemphill. Julius started the World Saxophone Quartet in the late 1970s, and if you want to hear some remarkable playing, give any of their records a listen. I also have a soft spot for Julius, who died in 1995, because I was lucky enough to play with him for a brief shining moment. His band was playing up in a loft one New Year's Eve at a Washington club called DC Space, and my band, Tiny Desk Unit, was playing downstairs. Just after the stroke of midnight, Julius came downstairs and joined us on stage with a saxophone, and he started to wail. I cranked the volume on my homemade synthesizer and did the same. I'll never forget it. Julius Hemphill was also a great jazz composer, and there's a new CD by the VJ Iyer Trio that features a Julius Hemphill composition. I'll close our show with their rendition of his 1972 composition called Doggone AD. I'm Bob Boylan. Rob and Hilton and I are taking a week off. There's a lot on our site to catch up with while we're away. If you haven't heard the Tiny Desk concert from the Swell season or Dave Douglas or Bill Callahan, go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts. You can hear entire albums through our First Listen series, npr.org/firstlisten. Music news and thoughts fill our blog and the blog of Carrie Brownstein and our jazz blog called The Blog Supreme. You can find those at npr.org/blogs. We'll also be posting some videos from South by Southwest, an open mic filled with bands covering the music of Leonard Cohen. There's also Song of the Day and hundreds of full concerts online. Have a great rest of the summer. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.